This is Trivia for Kids, where it's not just for adults anymore.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 3 of the Trivia for Kids podcast. Thank you for joining us once again. We're so excited to bring you another fun episode of questions. Today, we are joined once again by
Ren,
and we have a new member of the family who wanted to join, and you are?
Dan,
my husband and Quinn and Ren's dad wanted to get in on the podcast action. So, Ren, remind us a little bit about yourself.
My favorite color is green.
give us some new ones.
My favorite candy is cotton candy.
What color cotton candy?
Blue or pink? I don't really know.
Okay. And you were homesick from school today, weren't you?
Yep.
Were you excited to miss school?
Not exactly.
If you could have missed it and not been sick, it would have been, right?
Yeah.
And what are you most excited about podcasting, Dan, and joining this family show?
I'm excited to listen in and help Ren as we do this podcast and hear some really cool facts.
Awesome. Well, that sounds good. Let's get this show on the road, shall we?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Here's how the show works. Trivia for Kids consists of 5 rounds with 7 questions each. We will announce the answers at the end of each round. Each new round will have a different category. After the 5th round, we will have the final exam, which will test you on the toughest questions we have covered in the previous rounds. Everyone ready? Let's get started.
Round 1. The category is the human body. Question 1. How many teeth does an adult normally have? Question 2. Which is the heaviest organ in the human body? Question 3. How many bones are there in an adult human body? Question 4. Which is the largest bone in the human body? Question 5. Where in the body are new blood cells made? Question 6. How fast does air rush out of your nose when you sneeze? 10 miles per hour, 50 miles per hour, or 100 miles per hour? Question 7. The most common eye color in the world is what? And now the answers to round 1. Question 1. How many teeth does an adult normally have?
32 teeth.
Question 2. Which is the heaviest organ in the human body?
Skin. It weighs around 11 pounds.
I wouldn't have guessed the skin was an organ. Would you?
No.
I was going to say, like, liver.
Ew.
Question 3. How many bones are there in an adult human body? There are 206. You were born with about 350, but many fuse together, so by adulthood, it's 206.
What does fuse mean?
I have no clue whatsoever. Like, push together?
Or what? Yeah, that means they form together. That's exactly right. Question 4. Which is the largest bone in the human body? The femur, or the thigh bone. Ren, you tell me where the thigh bone is.
I don't know.
It's at the top of your leg. And it's the strongest and the biggest bone.
It's between your knee and your hip.
Question 5. Where in the body are new blood cells made? In your bones. Blood cells are made in bone marrow inside of your bones.
That is gross.
Question 6. How fast does air rush out of your nose when you sneeze? 10 miles per hour, 50 miles per hour, or 100 miles per hour?
Ew.
It's 100 miles per hour.
You sneeze faster than I drive.
Question 7. The most common eye color in the world is what?
Brown.
Are your eyes brown?
No.
What are they?
Kind of. Green and brown.
Which is what color?
Hazel.
Good job. Mine are brown. How about you, Casey?
Mine are green, and Ren's are green and brown. Isn't that funny? A mix of us.
Round 2. The category is ice cream. Question 1. How many pounds of milk does it take to make 1 gallon of ice cream? Question 2. What is the most popular ice cream flavor across the world? Question 3. What is the most popular ice cream topping? Question 4. What is the average number of licks it takes to finish an ice cream cone? Question 5. What was the first flavor of ice cream ever invented? Question 6. What is ice cream in Italy called? Question 7. Before milk-based ice creams were introduced in the 10th century, what was ice cream made from? Round 2. The category is ice cream. Question 1. How many pounds of milk does it take to make 1 gallon of ice cream?
12 pounds. That's a lot of milk.
Way too much. Question 2. What is the most popular ice cream flavor across the world?
Vanilla, and then chocolate after that. Vanilla is actually one of my favorites. It's not exciting, but I love it.
I'd actually put chocolate over vanilla. Question 3. What is the most popular ice cream topping? Chocolate syrup.
Is that your favorite?
No.
My favorite is caramel. What's yours?
Mine used to be sprinkles at Culver's, but now I like cookie dough. Or chocolate chip. Question 4. What is the average number of licks it takes to finish an ice cream cone? 50 licks. I thought they'd be like 200 or something.
I've never kept track.
Would you ever estimate 50
licks? No, I would think there's more than that too.
Question 5. What is the first flavor of ice cream ever invented? I really think vanilla, but it's chocolate.
It is chocolate.
Question 6. What is ice cream in Italy called? I don't know how to say this.
Gelato.
That is an awkward word.
It is, and it's delicious.
Question 7. Before milk-based ice creams were introduced in the 10th century, what was the ice cream made from? Ice.
Ice makes sense.
Well, that's technically a snow cone.
Round 3. The category is the color pink. Question 1. What two primary colors do you mix to get the color pink? Question 2. What is Peppa Pig's little brother's name? Question 3. What color are flamingos when they are born? Question 4. True or false? Worms do not have a heart. Question 5. SpongeBob SquarePants has a starfish best friend named what? Question 6. How do pigs keep cool on warm days? Question 7. This female rock singer's hits include Get the Party Started and So What. Her real name is Alicia Moore, but what is she more commonly known as? Time for the round three answers. Question one. What two primary colors do you mix to get the color pink?
Red and white.
Well, it seems pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, it does.
Question two. What is Peppa Pig's little brother's name?
George, and he loves dinosaurs.
He does.
Question three. What color are flamingos when they are born?
Gray.
Yeah, they don't turn pink until they start eating shrimp and algae that has pigment, and then they change color. That's kind of cool.
I knew that.
That's a very boring color that they're born, and they turn into a very beautiful one.
Question four, true or false? Worms do not have a heart.
False.
That's right. They have five hearts, which pump blood through their blood vessels. So you can't cut a worm in half and get two living worms.
Why do you change the other five hearts with a head?
I don't think that would work.
Question five. SpongeBob SquarePants has a starfish best friend named what?
Patrick. And he is a starfish, which I did not know that he was a starfish.
Question six. How do pigs keep cool on warm days?
Wallow in mud?
Yep, that's right. So they go in the mud to cool off, and wallowing is another word for them rolling around in it.
I would not do that ever in my life.
No, that seems like the opposite of what I'd want to do if I wanted to cool off.
Question seven. This female rock singer's hits include Get the Party Started and So What. Her real name is Alicia Moore, but what is she more commonly known as?
Pink.
Good job.
Round four. The category is the movie Encanto. Question one. Who is the oldest Madrigal grandchild? Question two. What is the name of their magical house? Question three. What is the name of Abuela's husband? Question four. What color are Mirabelle's glasses? Question five. Which family member's powers start to fail first? Bonus points for what the power is. Question six. In what country does the family Madrigal live? Question seven. What is the name of Isabella's boyfriend? Bonus question. Who don't we talk about in the movie? Round four answers. The category is the movie Encanto. Question one. Who is the oldest Madrigal grandchild? Isabella. Question two. What is the name of their magical house? Casita. It means small house in Spanish, but it's a huge house. Question three. What is the name of Abuela's husband? Pedro. That is like the last name that I'd come up with. Question four. What color are Mirabelle's glasses? Green. Question five. Which family member's powers start to fail first? Bonus points for what power it is. Luisa, she is super strong. Question six. In what country does the family Madrigal live? Colombia.
That was a surprise to us. We didn't know that was the answer.
At the beginning, when they sing the family Madrigal, you can see there's a sign behind when they look at the people, and it says Colombia. Huh. Question seven. What is the name of Isabella's boyfriend? Mariano.
What does Brooks always say? Isabella, your boyfriend is here.
Bonus question. Who don't we talk about in the movie? Bruno, no, no, no.
Round 5. The category is U.S. cities. I will give you clues, and you name the city. Question 1. It is the birthplace of jazz, celebrates the largest Mardi Gras party, and it was hit by Hurricane Katrina in 2005. Question 2. It is the birthplace of the Ferris wheel, the third largest city by population, and it is nicknamed the Windy City. Question 3. It is the home of the Space Needle. The first Starbucks store opened here, and you better bring your umbrella because it rains a lot. Question 4. It is near the Rocky Mountains, but not in them. It is nicknamed the Mile High City for being 5,280 feet above sea level. It is home of the Broncos, the Avalanche, the Nuggets, and the Rockies. Question 5. It is home of the Liberty Bell, famous for its cheesesteak sandwiches, and nicknamed the City of Brotherly Love. Question 6. The 1904 World's Fair, held here, invented some of our very favorite American foods, including the hamburger, the hot dog, peanut butter, iced tea, the club sandwich, cotton candy, and the ice cream cone. It is the home of the Cardinals, the Blues, and the Gateway Arch. Question 7. It is the home of the U.S. movie industry. You will find more than 2,600 stars living here. Its famous sign was put up in 1923 with very big letters that can be seen from a far distance. Round 5 answers in the category U.S. cities. Question 1. It is the birthplace of jazz, celebrates the largest Mardi Gras party, and it was hit by Hurricane Katrina in 2005.
New Orleans.
Correct. Question 2. It is the birthplace of the Ferris wheel. It is the third largest city by population, and it is nicknamed the Windy City.
Chicago.
Why do you think they name it the Windy City?
Because it's so windy?
It is. It's because it's right on Lake Michigan, and there's always wind that comes off of there and blows through the city.
I just guessed.
Question 3. It is the home of the Space Needle, and the first Starbucks store was opened here. Bring your umbrella because it rains a lot.
Seattle.
It rains.
What is Space Needle?
It's a big structure. It's like a big tower, and it's got a big needle on the end of it that sticks way up in the air, and it's called the Space Needle.
It must hurt to touch it, then.
Well, it's a little too high for you to touch. You have to ride up in it in an elevator. Question 4. It is near the Rocky Mountains, but not in them. Nicknamed the Mile High City for being 5,280 feet above sea level. It is home of the Broncos, the Avalanche, the Nuggets, and the Rockies.
Denver.
Question 5. It is home of the Liberty Bell, famous for its cheesesteak sandwiches, and nicknamed the City of Brotherly Love.
Philadelphia. That is a tongue twister.
It is. Do you know what a cheesesteak sandwich is?
No clue whatsoever. So is it like cheese with steak and a sandwich?
It kind of is. It's like kind of strips of steak that are cooked up, and then they put onions in it, and then they put Swiss cheese on it, and then they put it on a hoagie bun, so like a sub bun. It's really good. It doesn't sound
that
great, but it's really good.
That does not sound good. I hate onions. I hate Swiss cheese.
Question 6. The 1904 World's Fair was held here, and they invented some of our favorite American foods, including the hamburger, the hot dog, peanut butter, iced tea, the club sandwich, cotton candy, and the ice cream cone. It is home of the Cardinals, the Blues, and the Gateway Arch. What is it?
St. Louis.
They invented a lot of good foods. What's your favorite on that list? I think I know what your favorite is.
Cotton candy.
That was my guess. You are a candy lover.
Ice cream cone.
I would definitely have to say the hamburger. One of my favorite foods.
Ugh, that does not sound good right now.
How about a cheese stick?
Ew.
Question 7. It is the home of the U.S. movie industry. You will find more than 2,600 stars living here. Its famous sign was put up in 1923 with very big letters that can be seen from a far distance.
Hollywood.
That's where all the actors and actresses live. And that's where they film a lot of movies and shows.
That is way too much people. I mean, stars.
Do you know you can walk up to the Hollywood sign?
Yeah.
You can actually hike all the way out to it and stand by the letters.
And now the questions for the final exam. Now remember, you've already heard these questions in this episode, but these are the hardest ones we had. So use your memory and try to think back to what the answers were.
Question one. Where in the body are new blood cells made? Bones.
Question two. What color are flamingos when they are born? Gray.
Question three. How many bones are there in an adult human body? 206.
Question four. It is the home of the Space Needle. The first Starbucks store opened here. Bring your umbrella because it rains a lot. Seattle.
Question five. What is ice cream in Italy called? Gelato.
Question six. Which is the heaviest organ in the human body? Skin.
Question seven. It is the birthplace of jazz, celebrates the largest Mardi Gras party, and it was hit by Hurricane Katrina in 2005. New Orleans.
So that was it. Congratulations on your first podcast, Dan. Hooray! And Rennie. Oh, wait, Rennie, this is your second podcast, I mean. Still as fun as the first time?
Yeah.
Dan, what do you think?
I can't wait to come back for another one.
Great. Well, thanks everybody for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Trivia for Kids Podcast. And if you would like to email us some questions or even an entire category for us to read on the next episode, email us at Trivia for Kids Podcast @gmail.com.